Hello, I am Pastor David Keener, and today is March 29th. This day is known in the church as Good Friday. Today's scripture is from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, verses 36 through 38. Simon Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." Peter asked, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." And Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me? Very truly, I tell you, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. Earlier in this chapter from the Gospel of John, Peter reacts pretty strongly to Jesus' washing of the disciples' feet. Peter says to him, "You shall never wash my feet." And Jesus calmly replies to him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." You see, Peter's intentions are good, but his understanding is greatly lacking. He wants to do for Jesus what only Jesus can do for him. In today's text, Peter continues to misunderstand. He offers to give his life for Jesus. But the irony of this conversation is that Jesus isn't the one who needs to be saved. Today is Good Friday. It's a day with a name that is confusing to many people, especially people who are outside of the church. They wonder, how can Christians possibly call the death of an innocent man good? Like Peter, they fail to understand what is at stake and who is truly at risk in this unfolding drama. As Christians, we call this day good because we see it in the context of what has gone before and what is to come. Good Friday can only be understood from the perspective of our human predicament and the joy of Easter. The Holy Scriptures teach us two things about our human predicament. We are sinful, and the wages of sin is death. Because of our sinful nature, we deserve to die. It sounds harsh, but nonetheless, the Scriptures tell us that this is true. And this is exactly why we preach Christ crucified and risen from the dead. Both the death and resurrection of Jesus are necessary in order for the events of Holy Week to be good news. Good Friday without Easter would not be good news. Jesus would have died for the sins of the world 2,000 years ago. Good for them, but not for us. Without the resurrection, Jesus wouldn't be alive and with us today. Christ would be just a memory of the past and not alive and present with us in the cleansing waters of baptism and the bread and the wine of Holy Communion. He would just be a memory of things past. And if that were the case, this Friday would not be good. Likewise, Easter without Good Friday would also not be good news. Without the crucifixion, the empty tomb of Easter would be a victory for Jesus, but not for us. Without his sacrifice on the cross, we would still be left to die in our sinfulness. Good Friday is only good and Easter only joyful when seen together as the fulfillment of God's plan to save his people. We call this day good because our Savior did for us what we could not do for ourselves. Out of love for us, he lifted the weight of our sin from our shoulders and bore it on a cross. Today is Good Friday, a day to bow at the cross and wonder that God could love us so much. It's a day to observe with awe the price that Jesus was willing to pay to free us from our sins. Today is a day to witness and celebrate the coronation of our King. Let us pray. Precious Jesus, help us to be fully focused on you this day as we stare in wonder at your great sacrifice. We may never understand why you love us so much, but we are ever thankful for the healing you have given us by your wounds. Help us to live each day as a people who have been freed from their sin and who look with anticipation to the day of resurrection. We pray this in the name of the one who was and who is to come, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.